I'm here with Dr. Deborah Taglio, who is one of the organizers for Lex Veg Fest, now in its second year. Dr. Taglio, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Josh.
Well, as I just said, this is the second go-round, so it's still safe to say there might be some out there who are not aware that Lexington now has a Veg Fest, and for those who aren't acquainted with the concept, give people some background on how this came about and the idea behind it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's other cities across the country who have been having these events, so our main organizer, her name is Katya Trent. She's actually involved with the Plant Pure Nation movement as well. So it was kind of her brainchild to start this event in Lexington last year. There were several of us on the committee then, and it was a huge success. We had hundreds of people attend, and so, of course, we were very excited to do it again this year. It's a free event, and it's open to the public, and it's organized by GA Sanctuaries, and there were several of us volunteers working again on it this year. And what we want to do is celebrate and promote a plant-based lifestyle for the benefit not just of people's health, but also for animal welfare and the health of our environment.
Well, give us an idea who will be on hand this year. And I should say, full disclosure, WKY will be in attendance as well.
Yes. So we have a lineup, actually. Besides just having a lot of vendors, we actually have some formally scheduled events. So it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning with yoga that's offered by Granola Culture, and people do need to bring their own mats for that. And then at noon, we're having a presentation called Pregnancy and Healthy Children on a Plant-Based Diet, and that's by Nurse Sarah Hood and Katya Trent. We're going to have a cooking demo at 1 p.m., and Chef Shannon Button with Housewarmings is going to be cooking or making smoked mushroom lettuce wraps. And then I'm going to be speaking at 2 o'clock on the health benefits of a whole food plant-based diet. Now, one thing we added this year, and it will be at 3:15, we called them Veg Talks, kind of maybe a little bit after a TED Talk, but they're Veg Talks, so we thought that was kind of cute. And so we wanted to get real-life people to speak about how changing their diet to plant-based affected their life. And so we have a young gal speaking about how she cleared her acne. And then we have a nurse, Casey Hill, who not only achieved weight loss, but then became an ultra marathon athlete. And she's talking about how plant-based changed her health, her athletic performance, and the health of her family. The other interesting thing that we're having this year that is new is we're going to have a booth, and we named it Ask a Vegan Dietitian and Ask a Vegan Chef. So we have a certified dietitian, a registered dietitian, Danita Hines, and Chef Kevin Archer. And they're there to ask questions. So hopefully people will bring a long list of their questions, and they will be able to be addressed.
Well, Lexington got its first, as far as I know, vegan restaurant this year on North Limestone, the Fika Cantina. And I seem to be noticing some more vegetarian and vegan options around town. Do you think it's a movement that's catching on here in town?
Yes, we think so. There's a lot more interest, and in fact, even the patients who come my way are much more interested in learning about a plant-based diet. So it's very exciting to see, and hopefully that restaurant will do well and be supported, not just by people who are vegan, but again, people who are seeking to simply eat more plants and less animal. They don't have to be vegan, but it can be a healthy move that they can make. So hopefully our area will support more and more restaurants like that.
And now for those who attended last year, I know there's one big change, and that's the location. Maybe you could touch on that and anything else people need to know that might be different this time around or how they can get involved.
Right. This year we were blessed that Unitarian Universalist Church actually gave us a discounted rate to have our event there. And so this time we get to have both indoor and outdoor facilities, which will be nice in case there's rain. And so that's going to be at 3564 Clays Mill Road, October 7th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So last year you were kind of in a public setting, and you probably got some people walking by who had no idea this was happening. But with this, it's going to be, I guess, a little more secluded, so people will need to know where it is to go see it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because it was at Housewarmings last year, and they generously offered for us to have it again there this year. But we feel like, given the turnout last year, and we're expecting a bigger turnout this year, we wanted to have a little more in the way of facilities.
Well, lastly, what message do you hope the event and the fact that it's back for a second year sends to the community?
Well, our big focus is obviously people eating plant-based. And again, like I said previously, that doesn't equal vegan, although certainly if people want to be vegan, that's fine. But when people become plant-based, they have an opportunity to improve their personal health. Kentucky is number one in the country for cancer deaths. We are number two for coronary artery disease, number three for high cholesterol, number four for diabetes, five for obesity, and six for hypertension. So we are quite sick. And so the exciting thing is then we have a lot of room for improvement, and that can be done by just shifting away from what's called the SAD diet, which is the standard American diet, to a healthier diet. So the standard American diet only has 15% of plant-based foods, which is obviously way too low, so we need to do some work there. And then the other message, too, is about animal welfare. The majority of food, of animal food that ends up on people's plates is done by big animal agriculture. It is by nature abusive. And so we want to educate people so that they know what they are putting on their plate, where it comes from. And so we are excessive in how much meat we eat in this country. So, for example, there's 70 billion land animals killed. Worldwide, and there's only 7.2 billion people on the planet. So obviously there's a whole lot of animals being slaughtered for meat, and it's just unhealthy to do. It's also not good for our environment. So animal agriculture does contribute to global warming, and we don't need to argue about the percentages and this and that, but clearly, there are greenhouse gases from all the methane from the livestock. It uses a lot of water resources. And then the deforestation, for example, when there's the destruction of the Amazon rainforest to have the animals there and to grow feed crops. And the Amazon rainforest are what they say the lungs of our earth. And so we really need to be taking care of our environment. And what's exciting is that what we choose to eat can have a beneficial effect on all these aspects.
Dr. Deborah Taglio with Lex VegFest 2.0. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.